Welcome to episode 498 of the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. And I'm your host, Denise Oyston. And today we're talking social. And I think stimulated, encouraged to write this post because of a recent update that I made on LinkedIn. And I got some feedback from a guy that doesn't want to be an influencer. It's not about building authority. He doesn't want to be an influencer. And it was quite an interesting conversation. There was a lot of views on this particular post. So I thought, let's clarify a few things about being an influencer when it comes to B2B marketing and building authority for you and your brand. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. An obsessive focus on marketing and sales is the only way to accelerate your company growth. So listen in now as we share the latest strategies and techniques guaranteed to deliver you more placements and profits. Well, hi there everyone. Hope you and yours are well. This is Denise. And today we're talking social media again. And I want to tackle something that's been buzzing around on LinkedIn, stimulated by a post that I shared. And it happens in a lot of conversations that we have with our clients, with people on our email database. And I was stimulated to write this post and record this podcast because I recently posted about the importance of consistent visibility, especially on social media. And it sparked quite an interesting response because someone pushed back and said, I'm not going to name the guy in question, but I don't want to become an influencer. I think too many recruiters, this is what he put in his comment. I don't want to become an influencer. I think too many recruiters are acting like influencers now. And honestly, isn't all this content just adding to the white noise? And you know what? At some level, he has a point, sort of. There is a lot of noise on LinkedIn, but here's what I want to explore today, because the problem isn't about posting content. The problem is posting the wrong content for the wrong reasons. So today, let's dig into this and let's look at, you know, what is the difference between being an influencer and being a trusted advisor? Now, we could say actually influencers tends to be a word that's used in a more B2C setting, but let's just go with calling these individuals influencers. And what's the difference between that and being a trusted advisor? And so why does consistent visibility actually matter for your recruitment business? So let's just talk about busy and successful versus that available perception. So let me start with something that I see happening all the time. Most recruiters only become visible. It's not just recruiters, it's other business owners as well, I know, but my tribe are recruiters. So let's just talk about recruiters. They only become visible when they need work. They post jobs when they have roles to fill, and they reach out to clients when the pipeline is empty. They're human beings, I know. And they suddenly appear on LinkedIn when things get really quiet. And here's what happens. Clients, and actually candidates too, but let's just talk about clients in this context, unconsciously then start to categorize them as available rather than in demand because they've not seen anything from them for a while. So that's what they put two and two together and actually come up with five in their map of the world. Now, contrast that with recruiters who maintain consistent visibility or other business owners that are maintaining consistent visibility. They share insights regularly. They comment on industry trends. They provide value continuously, not just when they need something. And these recruiters often get categorized as busy and successful. They're seen as the go-to experts in their space. And I'm going to ask a question, which is very logical. And I know the answer you're getting. Which category would you rather be in? So let's move on and let's actually talk about the difference between an influencer and a trusted advisor, because this is actually where all the confusion starts. So influencers, generally, they chase likes and they chase followers because they are generally selling you something or sharing the latest thing that they've worn or the latest book that they have or whatever. And as I said before, influencers generally, that term is generally applied to people in the B2C sector, business to consumer rather than business to business. So that's what they tend to do. They post content designed to go viral. They're performing for an audience that they've actually attracted. Go on to TikTok if you want to go and look at different influencers. So trusted advisor, completely different. A trusted advisor shares insights that help their audience make better decisions. They're not performing, they're educating and they're adding value. So for recruiters, this means sharing things like hiring and recruiting trends in your sector. Also, you know, what candidates are actually looking for right now, you know, salary movements, remuneration packages, common mistakes you see hiring managers make, insights from your actual work in your market or sector. And this isn't about being an influencer. This is about positioning you and your brand and your business as somebody worth listening to, someone who understands the market, someone clients want to work with before they even pick up the phone or send you that email. So let's address that point about noise. And something to remember that, yes, there is noise and silence. Is not the answer. So the commentator on my post, and thank you so much for doing that. I'm sure he's a podcast listener as well. There's his comment that there's a lot of white noise on LinkedIn, and there is, but here's the thing. The solution isn't to stay quiet while your competitors dominate the conversation. The solution is something called signal. So it's sending signals over that noise. And this is actually doable for any of you listening to this podcast. And what we see working for our clients is structured content around specific themes. Obviously, we've done a lot of research on this. We've been working in the market for, it's probably going to be 19 years at the end of this year. We know what content performs well, what people are looking at, what people want to see, the different things that people are drawn to and what makes an impact. So having your content structured around themes makes a big difference. Things like market updates, role spotlights, industry challenges, trends, posts about common mistakes that people make, posts about how to improve your onboarding, how to improve how you work with talent pools. So all of these different things, when you have a structure, it's much easier to produce content. If you haven't downloaded our trends report, then you'll see different things on LinkedIn. You can go and like download it, have a look at the different trends around what's working now. And then it becomes much easier for your audience to know what to expect from you. Proactive commenting on target clients' posts is another high impact activity. You don't even need to create content to build visibility at some level. The goal isn't to sell in comments, so let's just get this right. That's where loads of people make a big issue for themselves, because that can switch people off. It's to demonstrate insight and start to build familiarity over time. And here's something the research backs up, that between, I think it's something like 60 to 75-80% of people will visit a website or a social profile before they engage with your company. We've all seen it, especially if you have a pro LinkedIn account, which most recruiters do, that go and look at your analytics and data, you'll see how many people have viewed your profile. And it generally aligns to how many reach outs you've done that month or that week. There's a correlation with that, because people check you out before they respond to your outreach. So what do they find when they look for you? Do they find a LinkedIn profile that's outdated? Do they find very little posted on your social profile? Or do they find lots of light stuff that's not particularly useful for them in the current situation? Speaking of the challenges that we discuss on this podcast, around attracting the clients that you want and the candidates to fill the roles that you get. It's a competitive market, and Sharon and I have taken some time away from the business to actually put together something that will help you figure out exactly where you stand with your marketing right now. Now, we've created a quick assessment specifically for recruitment, search and staffing business owners just like you, and it's designed to help you identify whether you're effectively attracting both clients and candidates with your current marketing approach or if there are some gaps that you need to address. Now, this quiz will just take a few minutes and it'll give you a picture of where your marketing is working and where it might be falling short. Because to be honest, in a market where 87% of companies are struggling with skills gaps and candidates are ghosting left, right and centre, your marketing really does need to be spot on. And when you've taken this assessment, we will email you your personalised PDF. So it's personalised to you and it's related to the scores that you achieve and where you fit in a ranking. And what we know works when people are low on one score or high on another. And I think you'll find that incredibly useful too. So if you want to know and find out about your marketing, how it stacks up, then go to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/scorecard. And that will take you to a page, put your name and email address in there, and then you'll go straight into the quiz. And again, it only takes a few minutes. You know, trust me, it's worth the time, especially if you feel like you're not achieving the results that you want currently with the market the way that it is, and you really want to assess where you are so you can make some changes. So let's get back to that podcast. So let me share something from a client of ours. He's called Steve. He's been working in engineering recruitment for probably coming up to 30 years quite soon. We've got a case study from Steve on our website, so go and check that out if you want to have a look. And he'd always been contingency, competing on price. But then when he committed to consistent content, he knew it would work and something shifted. His LinkedIn connections increased by well over, I think it's approaching 40%. He secured 8 new clients in just 8 months, generated, I think it's something like 26 to 28K in net fee that came directly from LinkedIn. And here's the big one. He secured his first retained work after 28 years in the industry. Steve actually said what was then starting to happen for him were fee negotiations becoming almost secondary. Clients had already bought into his expertise ahead of time. They could see the value that he was offering before he even discussed terms. Now, that's not being an influencer. That is building authority. That's becoming the obvious choice in your market, which is what you want people to think about when it comes to working the jobs that they have, and you are the logical recruiter for them to work with. This is something that a lot of people don't always realize until it's too late. It is about being there before they actually need you. And it's a fundamental shift I want you to think about. So the recruiter and the company that is posting Insight regularly is the first call when a new job arrives or there's a hiring or recruitment need. They're already known, they're already trusted, and they're a lot easier to find because it's very easy to go and find somebody on LinkedIn because LinkedIn rewards people that post content. Google rewards people that post content. You will appear on Google much more than people who do not post. So this is what helps you become known, become trusted. And the conversation starts from a totally different place. So the recruiter that only appears to sell or only appears to post when they've got a job, they're competing with everyone else. And when they send cold outreach, the response isn't the same because they're starting from zero every single time. And, you know, logically, always remember this, visibility for you will create choice. It will create choice because clients and candidates are seeing you more. They know you before you've been in contact with them. You stop competing on price. You stop having to justify your fees because the trust has been built and is already there. So let's just pull this together. Should you worry about becoming an influencer? Obviously not. No, because that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about being visible. So you're top of mind when an opportunity arises. We're talking about sharing genuine insight from your market to the clients that you want to work with. You know, not it's not about posting fluff or chasing the likes. We're talking about building the kind of presence that has clients coming to you, not you chasing them. And yes, there's noise out there, but the answer isn't silence. We have clients that post consistently and regularly. Do they get thousands of likes and shares? No, they get significant impressions, but let's be honest, a small recruitment company, let's just say under a million, having half a dozen new clients in a year that are bringing you a significant level of jobs, depending on the fee level and structure that you have, is potentially for many of you all that you want. And obviously you can accelerate that, but just think about this, just think about the context of this and posting and what it can do for you. Yes, of course there's noise out there, but the answer isn't silence. The answer is being the signal that cuts through all this. And remember, consistency beats perfection every time. And you don't need to go viral. You just need to show up regularly with something useful to say. You need to show up every week with something to say. The recruiters who do this, they get categorized. As you know, we all make, as human beings, we're quite fascinating. We see two or three different things happening and we make it mean something. And what happens with your clients is they are going to categorize you as somebody that is busy and they're successful. And what happens then is you are the person that gets the first call. You win the retain work and you stop competing on price. This is not being an influencer. That's being influenced. This is being smart about how you build your business. So thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed this. Any thoughts, then obviously, if you're on our email list, drop me an email or post a comment on LinkedIn. It'd be great to hear what your thoughts are and see you next time. If you enjoy this podcast and this year you are ready to take your marketing to the next level, then check out Superfast Circle. This is a unique marketing program designed specifically for recruiters and their marketeers. You get access to two virtual marketing directors, you get consultancy, you get your hand held through the whole process, training, consulting, and we provide content resources. So go over to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/join and check out what's available.